Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Mike, we'll be on in just a couple minutes. It's coming on.
Welcome to the Unlimited Future Show. Unlimited Futures is an organization that has been helping people develop their innate potential to be able to create whatever they choose for many years. It was founded in 1989 by Dr. Bobby Stevens and Dr. Dean Portinga. In this series of programs, the co-founder of Unlimited Futures and our host, Dr. Bobby Stevens, will provide you with insights and techniques for taking charge of your life and begin to create the life you want for yourself. If you missed any of the previous shows, you can get them by going to www.unlimitedfutures.org and click on the latest news, media, or visit www.blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul and search on-demand episodes for the Unlimited Future Show. Bobby has doctorates in both psychology and business. However, the impetus for creating Unlimited Futures was a discovery she made many years ago that totally changed her life and provided her with the understanding that she will now be sharing with us. Dr. Stevens has written a new book entitled Making Sense of the Chaos, A Call to Action. Today, she is going to share with us why we are experiencing all this chaos and, most importantly, what we can do about it. Now, please welcome Dr. Bobby Stevens.
Thank you, Bob, and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about making sense of the chaos. There's a lot of chaos going on in the world, and we all know that. And that the reason I wrote this book is to help us understand it, and we've been talking about it in each of the shows. And the main thing that we need to understand is what's happening, why it's happening, and what we can do about it. We pretty much know what's happening because there's we see that on the news every day. There's mass murders all over the place, and there's corruption in government. There's road rage. There's fraud. There's all these things that are going on in the world. It's not creating the kind of world that any of us want to live in, and we can change that. See, it's really easy for us to just think, well, things will get back to normal, huh? But normal doesn't exist anymore, huh? Nothing will change until we change. And so that's what we're doing is understanding why this is happening. And we have talked about this before, but I'm going to just go over that once more. It's actually coming about because of the a belief that we have, that the entire world has been based on, and that's a belief in separateness, a belief that we're all separate entities and we're on our own. We have to take care of ourselves regardless of how it affects other people. Well, what we now know, what scientists have now proven, is that everyone and everything in the entire universe is connected. What does that mean? I mean, that means we are a part of a larger body. We are all connected. There is no us and them. It's all us. There's no good guys and bad guys, because we kind of think, well, we're all right, you know, we're good, but it's those bad guys that are creating the problems. Well, Einstein said, the world is a dangerous place, not because of the people that are doing evil, but because of all the people that do nothing about it. We can change everything, because if we can begin to understand the role that we each play in actually creating whatever we personally experience, and all together we create world experiences. So we need to take some time to get quiet and still and listen and tap into our intuitive abilities. We're all intuitive. But most of us don't realize that. Most of us don't understand what intuition really is and how it works. And we are being forced now to develop our potential. We have known for years that we have far greater potential than we've ever developed. I think the last study I saw that said we're using about 10% of our potential. So we have to understand that we have the power to change our own lives, to create whatever we choose, and all of us together can change the world. And so that's why I wrote the book. That's why I'm hoping that each and every one of you will join me. And first of all, you need to read the book so you clearly understand how this whole process works, why it's happening, and what we can do. And then I'm asking that you make a commitment to take 15 minutes every day to question your beliefs. And through that same process, we will also develop our intuitive abilities. So what we're going to be talking about next time is going to be more and more how we do that. But for now, I want to just emphasize the fact that we clearly now know that it's our beliefs that create our thoughts and feelings, that guides our actions, which create our experiences. And our experiences validate those beliefs. And so we keep creating the same kinds of things because we have a belief. That belief creates an experience. That experience validates that belief. And those beliefs, for the most part, were programmed into our thinking before we were 6 years old. And unless we have stopped and questioned our beliefs, we don't understand that we're actually creating our experiences, and we don't even know what those beliefs are, because about 85% of what we believe is not on the conscious level and maybe never has been. So in order to change a belief, we have to get conscious about it. When we take the time to ask, we really do get answers. And of course, to begin with, when we start working with this process, it's not just an automatic kind of thing. You ask and you get a question. I mean, you ask a question, you get an answer. It's a process over time, and it's a process that we can work with. It has worked. We have been working with Unlimited Futures, helping people do this for over 30 years, and we know that it works. It's worked for thousands and thousands of people, and it can work for you as well. So we're going to take a short break. Bob has some really good information for us, so let's listen to what Bob has to say, and then we'll come back and talk about this some more.
Do you have questions about how life really works, or the role we each play in creating our own experiences, or why you are here and what your purpose is, or how to fulfill your desires? Dr. Steven says you know the answers to all your questions, including your purpose and how to accomplish it, deep within yourself. You simply need to discover how to access this wisdom. The Unlimited Futures, Tapping Your Inner Wisdom Core Course, provides you with a step-by-step process for discovering who you are, how you function, your purpose, and how to accomplish it. Dr. Stevens created this course as the result of the discovery she made many years ago that provided her with the understanding of how we all create our own experiences and how together we create world experiences. In this course, she provides the same techniques she used to discover how life works and a process that any of us can use for creating whatever we choose. You can now develop your ability to tap into your own inner wisdom and create the life you want for yourself right in the comfort of your own home. Just go to www.unlimitedfutures.org to get more information about the course and order it so you can get started creating the life you want for yourself today.
Hey, thank you, Bob. I believe we have Patricia with us today, and she'll be later. We're going to bring on our guest, and he'll talk a little bit about his experiences, and we'll have questions and answers. But first, I want to just tell you that I want to explain the principles. There's laws of nature, principles of life that govern how we create our experiences. And if we understand just a few of those principles, they just work the way they work. And since we haven't understood them, what we've been doing is creating unconsciously. But we can discover, if we understand some of these principles, we can discover how to create consciously, create whatever we choose for ourselves, and create a much better world for all of us. The first principle that we need to understand is that everything in existence is love expressing intelligently through energy. So on the physical level, absolutely everything is energy. All energy is intelligent. We are energy on the physical level. On the mental level, we're intelligence. And on the spiritual level, we're love. And we're creators. And it's our, as I said before, our thoughts and beliefs that's creating our experiences. And we can understand that the second principle that we understand is that thought moves and forms energy. And that is how we create. Whether we know it or not, it's always happening. It's always going on. And the third principle is the law of attraction and repulsion. We are always attracting to ourselves whatever we believe in, and we're repelling anything that doesn't fit our beliefs. So if we are thinking whatever we're thinking about, we are attracting into our lives. And we have it backwards because we think that what we're experiencing just happens. We don't understand that we created it. And actually, all the external world is just a reflection of what's going on within us. We have within ourselves, within our thoughts and our beliefs, our thoughts, our attention, and whatever we're focusing our attention on is what we're going to be attracting to ourselves. We are putting out an energy that brings back the same kind of energy that we're putting out. And we can take charge of that and create whatever we choose. And in this book, you also find out that there are many well-known people that have discovered this process, discovered what's going on, awakened to the realization of the power that we each have to create what we want and to create a better world, and are doing that as well. A major transformation is taking place in the world today. And I believe that it's going to bring us to a much higher level of understanding and a much more advanced society of humanity. That's what I think is going to happen. But, of course, there's a lot of debate about what's happening. But we definitely need to understand it, and we need to make a definite commitment to do something about it. But next, I want to bring up our guest today. And our guest is Mike Ketchum, and he has been through the Unlimited Futures course. He's been working with the process for a number of years. So welcome to the show, Mike. Tell us a little bit about what your experience has been with Unlimited Futures.
Well, thank you, Bobby. I'm happy to be here. You're right. I started the process probably 20 years ago, and in the last 20 years, it has been a way of life for me. And what what I learned through the executive courses, Unlimited Futures, I apply in my daily living, and it has made life, pretty exciting for me. I'm a manufacturer's rep. I work for a number of companies and work in pretty much a relationship business. And it all kind of started when I had a couple of people working for me, and being in a relationship, I thought they were friends and cohorts, and they actually walked away with half my business. That turned me around and created in my brain a total, I can't say hatred, but it's a negative aspect as far as a direction in life. And somebody told me about Unlimited Futures, and from the day I started with this, what I learned, what I experienced, I used to learn, and it has made life, very, very interesting, and I can say a successful life. I think that, the basics, and Bobby, in listening to her or to you, you use a lot of ways that we need to think, a lot of ways that what is out there is affecting us. From an individual standpoint, what I learned in the course was that it's a mind-body-spirit process, and the mind affects the body affects the mind, and when you work on both of those aspects of it, it makes it so much easier. The first thing we learned through Bobby's experiences was you do exercises, you release the tension that's in your body, because the tension that's in your body is what affects your mind, and then it makes your mind go up sideways. So taking that away makes your mind work more effective, and then putting positive choices into your mind from that standpoint through brief meditation can eliminate all the negativity that happens in the daily activities. And if you stay positive, then positive things are going to happen to you. So, I guess that I've covered it, hopefully, Bobby, I've covered it in a few sentences here as far as, what I've learned. I think that, what's always kind of been interesting is that when you get to a point that you feel like that, what I've learned has worked so positively that I can back off on some of the aspects and not do meditation. Now, why do I need to do that? Everything's going great for me. Well, you wait for about a month or two, and then something hiccup will happen, and they say, oh, my gosh, I better get back into that again. You feel so great, but yet you have to know what makes you feel great, and it's through that kind of aspect of it makes this all work. It is a process. It's a long lifetime process, and I have to really admire Bobby and Dean, who started this course, because it takes one person, it takes you as that one person to make everything happen. If you've been around negative people, you know that, because you have worked on not being negative, and it's just like you have to be there with people that think like you do and want to be like you do. So anyway, have I said it, Bobby?
Yes, that's great, Mike. Yeah, that's fantastic. And you're absolutely right. It's all about it's a different lifestyle. I mean, it really
is
understanding, seeing life from a whole different perspective, and understanding the power you actually have to be in charge of your life rather than a victim. And most people don't understand that. And if we're willing to make the commitment, it's
amazing what can happen. Well, the commitment is your choices.
And I know that's very
your commitment is your choices. And what do you want? What do you want in life? And if you can make those choices, and then you work towards that, it will happen. It is guaranteed. It's a guarantee that it will happen. You have to make the commitment, and it will happen. And I've seen it with people. I've sold people on the course. I've seen them take it and be positive. My wife and I have taken it, and we live by it, and it has worked for us. We have a wonderful life, and it just keeps every day is a perfect day for us. So anyway, that's
great, Mike. Yeah, it's really true. We all know deep down inside we know inside, but we don't listen. I mean, actually, most of us kind of grow up and we go to school because we're supposed to go to school, and we learn what we're supposed to learn, and then we try to do what we're supposed to do. And we never stop to ask, is this working the way I want it to work, or what life's all about? We just kind of put our life on pilot, automatic pilot, and then things go wrong and we don't know what to do about it. And it always happens for all of us, but if we can understand that power that we really have, just as you've done, if we make that commitment and we do it,
right. Yeah.
You've seen it, I've seen it over and over, and I know it's something that we get caught up in believing the external world is what's real, but all the power is within ourselves.
Exactly.
And as soon as we start understanding that, we start creating a whole different life, and that's what you've done, and I really appreciate your telling us all about it. Let's just open up now and see if we have some callers. Patricia, do we have callers? We have questions?
Yes, we have a caller from area code 612. Area code 612, are you still on the line?
Yes. Dr.
Okay,
Stevens,
go ahead.
Dr. Stevens, this is Jean. All right, so I'm interested in the – I can't wait to read your book because I'm very upset about the chaos to the point that it's hard to sleep at night. But in the whole thing of asking a question and getting answers, I assume that is during your meditation, right? That's what you do during meditation. And
the most powerful thing is to do that after meditation, but if you don't meditate, you could still do it. However, I highly recommend meditating. And if you meditate, then after the meditation, you can ask a question. That's when you're most likely to get a clear answer. Because we're all intuitive. But that intuitive knowledge doesn't yell at us over all the external activity of our life and all the noise that's going on. So we do have to learn how to become quiet and still and listen. I think that if you meditate, that is wonderful. That's definitely the way to go. And then after the meditation, ask questions. Because Pardon?
How long do you meditate?
How many minutes? You can meditate for 15, 20 minutes a day.
Okay.
And then I'm asking that you make a commitment to taking another 15 minutes to question your beliefs. If you make that pledge on our website, we have a private Facebook page that we will be on, and I will help you work with the process, help you understand how to change your beliefs and how all of us together can change the world. So at the end of our questioning, I would like us to be able to, what I would like us to do is take just another minute to imagine the kind of world we'd like to live in. And it's amazing how powerful that will be.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for your question. Did I answer that clearly?
Yes.
Anything else?
Yes. yes, you did, and I really appreciate that because I wasn't sure. I really wasn't sure whether it's before or after. So yeah, that makes sense. Good.
Yes, thank you. Yes, best after meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Stevens,
okay,
I believe we have another one from area code 239. Area code 239, are you still there? Maybe not. Mm. All right, I think we're free.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll just talk a little bit because I think we got a little bit longer left to talk, right?
I would believe so.
Okay. Well, ooh. I bet you have some questions, maybe, huh?
I would be interested in what Mike has to say about these energizers or exercises, Mike. What has been the biggest benefit of those for you?
Well, I think that when you analyze your body, your body can be uptight because of something that's happened to you mentally, or your mind can be scattered because something has happened to you physically. So if you think about one affecting the other, and then if you realize that your body is your basic element that will help your brain, that is where Bobby has decided or has worked with. The thing about, if you do stretching exercises, yoga exercises, we call them energizers, you can release that energy, release that stress, release the stress in your body through doing, getting on the floor, stretching, the different things that, there's only like about 10 or 15 of these that really are helpful. And it's it relaxes your brain, relaxes your body, which relaxes your brain, which brings your brain more open to the thought process that you are feeding into it, which is what you're trying, what you want to create into your living. So when I go back to mind, body, and spirit, that's the body affects the mind can affect the spirit. And it all three goes together, and I think it starts by relaxing your body. And that's why meditation is there to relax your mind. And so it is a process, again, that you can make it into a daily routine. It takes about, we said it was 20 minutes to meditate, and you can go through the stretching exercises in another 20 minutes. You're not taking a whole lot of time, but yet you are on the road to creating a wonderful existence.
That's great, Mike.
Well, great.
Yeah, what we're doing is working with mind, body, spirit together. Most of the time we work on one or the other, and we don't, and it all works together. Everything.
Yeah, one
affects
the other one. One affects the other one, and one helps the other one. So.
Exactly. Yeah. It makes a big difference. And so we just need to start somewhere. So that's what I'm saying. With the book, I'm saying just start by asking questions and seeing anything that escapes us. Then there is some kind of belief that's probably not on the conscious level. Huh? That is blocking whatever it is that we want to create in our life. So we need to learn how to get to that and consciously make those changes. And doing the entire process that we do in the Unlimited Futures Tapping Your Inner Wisdom program is the whole process, and that's what you've done, Mike. And it's It
Well, I want to share this with you too. share this with you. Just a quick thing that happened. I got a phone call not too long ago from one of my customers who knew that we were doing this process, and she says, "Mike," she says, "you know, I'm having real trouble with my dad. He's going to die, and I can't. I don't want to give this up, and blah blah blah." And I said, "Well, you know, her name was Jill. I said, Jill, you know, you have to accept these things in life, and I've got a book I'd like for you to read." And so I gave her the Unlimited Futures book, and I mean, it just changed her whole thought process as far as the direction of life and how it's supposed to be. So.
That's great. Yeah,
I'll share that with you. So, you know, once you get going with this, it is a way of life, and you want everybody else to be along that same path.
Exactly. When we do things, we discover we want to share with other people because we're all connected.
Exactly.
Even though we didn't know we were before, now we know we're all connected, and that's the reason we want to share everything. We
Very
want
true.
People
Very
to
true.
Have good lives as well.
Mm-hmm,
and that's
mm-hmm.
that's my book, Unlimited Futures, How to Understand the Life You Have and Create the Life You Want. That explains that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
So, great. Is our time up, Patricia? Are you there?
Thanks for inviting me. I've enjoyed it.
I think we're at the end of the time, Bobby.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And look forward to being on again in 2 weeks. So,
okay.
I don't know, January. Huh? It's good.
All right,
move.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Have a good holiday. Bye now.
You too. Happy holidays to everybody. Bye bye.
Do you understand the role you have played in creating whatever you are experiencing in your life? Want to discover how to consciously create the life you want and make a contribution to raising world consciousness? You can get Dr. Stevens' new book, Making Sense of the Chaos, A Call to Action, by going to www.makingsenseofthechaos.com. Learn about what is happening in the world today, why it is happening, and what you can do to help create a different future for all of us. What do you want most in your life? Better health? A better job? A relationship or a better relationship? Peace of mind? A beautiful home? Unlimited Futures is here to help you discover your ability to create whatever you choose. Dr. Stevens' first book, Unlimited Futures, How to Understand the Life You Have and Create the Life You Want, provides a clear understanding of how we create our experiences and how to consciously create the life you want. You will find it on the Unlimited Futures website at www.unlimitedfutures.org. And while you are there, be sure to register for Dr. Stevens' newsletter. It's free, and she gives you lots of continued tips and insights on living a life of choice rather than a life of chance.